Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's better than sex!
On the dot. Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes in sports. Obviously, a crazy week has gone by, but for those of you MLB fans, you've got to be watching this. Yankees backed against the wall. Once again, welcome in. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of information. We're going to take a page, obviously, from our friends Mike and Mike in the Morning, ESPN Radio, the Stone Cold led by Lock. Give you our picks for week 7 to get your rockers rolling on the entire day in sports. For those of you just chiming in, the caller number 1-619-639-4747. Join in conversation, chat, whatever you want to do. It is the fastest 30 minutes in sports. And it's October 22nd, 19. See, that was always a fun time. You could always do something with 1900 right behind it. Such is not the case anymore. Welcome, everybody, to the Fast 30 Minutes of Sports. Let's scan around the world of our world-famous sports from our moderators at ESPN and all of our friends from SI and just all around the world. The NBA, the National Basketball Association, weighing contractions to cut costs. For those of you who aren't sure what contraction means, that means cutting back on the amount of teams in certain markets. You could obviously weigh in the markets that aren't performing very, very well and consider which teams either consider moving or consider no longer functioning since they're basically a drag on the NBA's economy. The NFL, the Colts, All-Pro tight end Dallas Clark is lost for the season. For those of you playing fantasy, that's a big hit to your squad. Forbidden host is considering talking with the NFL. I am sure that has a lot to do with things that go on in the locker room. Let's see, the Heat Magic game canceled. The Vikings, Edwards fined $20,000 by NFL for spearing. Coach Pearl, you knew the barbecue was a violation. What are you doing? Ailing quarterbacks, Vince Titans, a little iffy. More than likely, that's not a bad thing for Tennessee Titans fans. Kerry Collins will start. Jacksonville Jaguars, David Garrard is out for this weekend's game. Mr. Rooney, man, you agreed to a 5-year contract. Okay, well, obviously, we're looking down the road for things going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Anyway, such is the case now. For those of you in Arlington, Texas, 6-1 Texas, we're a 3 outs away, and let's chime in to see exactly what's going on with that right now, see if we can get a little game day update. To the Gamecast. Let's see. We are at a wonderful commercial. You got to get commercials in this thing. Building Dreams, that's wonderful. That's for it. It is 6-1, top 9. Yanks against the wall, looking like there is some obvious problem here. Granderson is at bat. Feliz is on the mound. Nobody out. Okay, we're just getting into the ninth inning, 6-1 again. Well, for Yankee fans, I wish I had better news for you. This does not look good. Texas looking to close out the Yankees and make their first appearance in the World Series. All right, so you George Bush heads or old Texas Ranger fans, you know, God bless you. I'm glad you're about to get something you haven't seen in your lifetime, which obviously would be a trip to the World Series. College sports. Let's go to the college football, you know, scene. Obviously, Oregon being the number one team in the country, took major league care of that situation last night by literally crushing UCLA. Have they stopped scoring yet? Because the last time I heard, it was, you know, 60-something to 3. It was just an ugly display. Again, I don't know how you basically come back and discount Oregon as the number one team, nor do I quite understand why the BCS has Oklahoma number one. I guess that's just love. Well, last night's game, Oregon-UCLA, 60-13, the final score. I mean, just break this down. This game was 32-3 at halftime. And you would have thought an Oregon squad with all that firepower, you know, might have just put it on cruise control. But no, instead they put up another 28 points, running up 60. Now, again, they got a little soft, obviously, on defense, allowing up 13 points. But, you know, the bottom line is 60-13. 60-13 again, this is a Pac-10 Division I program at UCLA. Just how good is Oregon? All right, games to look forward this weekend, Oklahoma, Missouri, LSU, Auburn. Those are the big-time matchups going on this weekend. It'll be fun things to watch. Some of the interesting matchups also in the for the top 10 teams, TCU, number 5, takes on Air Force. Number 7, Michigan State, looking at a 5-1 Northwestern team. Pat Fitzgerald's doing a great job there. Number 8, Alabama, you know, a little resurgent Alabama team, 6-1, taking on a largely down Tennessee program at 2-4. Number 9, Utah, takes on Colorado State. Kudos to Ezra Thomas from the Lincoln Way Schools in the Midwest for playing corner on the Colorado State program. Purdue takes on number 10 Ohio State in the SHU. We'll be watching a little bit of that because, again, some of our defensive linemen from the Midwest there are participating, kids from St. Rita on the Purdue squad. Number 12 Stanford, always fun to watch at 5-1. We'll take on a decimated Washington State team who's also 1-6. Number 15, Iowa in the Midwest, taking on number 13, Wisconsin. That may be the most entertaining game of the day. Also in the top 20, Oklahoma State, number 14, takes on number 16, Nebraska, who is definitely going to be licking its wounds after its poor performance last week. 10:07 on a exciting Friday night. If it's not raining where you're at, you're very, very fortunate. Temperature's going down, so for those of you looking forward to things to do tomorrow, hopefully it'll be about a 35-40-degree morning for you and a wonderful, wonderful day to get out and do some things with the family, get out and do some things, play some sports if you want. If you're a softball head, it's a great day to get out and do that. If you're playing tennis, I don't know if you want to be out in shorts tomorrow, but nonetheless, you know, have yourself a great Saturday. Stick and stay. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're going to have, again, lots of information as we get deeper and deeper into the weeks of the National Football League. I don't know how you know, where you're at in this world, but, again, if you've got a squad that you're following, that you're interested in, that you're really, really just curious about, you know, you can always chime in, 619-639-4747 is our number. So don't hesitate to give us a holler.
You are spectacular. Oh, that's better than sex.
Did he just say that was better than sex? that's always good. Always good. All right, so I don't know what your feelings are for this week as far as the National Football League. There are some very, 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 very interesting games going on this week. I don't know if you're going to the betting window or not, but you know, looking at the Pittsburgh-Miami game, that'll probably be the most physical game this week. If you're looking for the most exciting play this week, you know, you got Kansas City going to Jacksonville. I'm sorry, that game is in Kansas City. The Chiefs with Matt Castle and obviously some receivers that can score. Jacksonville, you know, really, really unsettled at quarterback and just not a very good teammate. A lot of people were drinking the Jacksonville Kool-Aid early on when they beat Indianapolis in the week one. That can you can throw that Kool-Aid away. It's not gone bad. It's spoiled like some bad milk. Throw Jacksonville out the window if you were thinking playoffs or any – and I feel sorry for some of their wideouts. They've got some talented wideouts and Sims Walk and some others. But if you don't have a good quarterback, it's just not going to work out well for you. And again, we're going to have some fun tonight with some tracks. And, again, we're going to hear from our boys at Mike and Mike at ESPNRadio.com. Again, I'm going down this thing looking at the NFL, and I'm trying to find just a balance to this season. If you can find some balance in this NFL season, you're good. This is what parity has caused. You used to be able to pick 10 to 11 winners just about every week if you knew a little bit about football. I don't know that you can pick 7 anymore because you just don't know which version of who or which version of what team is going to show up from week to week. You know, the Bears went into the Giants Stadium at 3-0, and everyone and their brother was drinking the Bears Kool-Aid after that the wonderful win over the Dallas Cowboys, and all the Giants did was sack Jay Cutler 9 times in the first half, 10 times I guess before they ultimately knocked him out of the game. They sent Todd Collins in. He got crushed. And before you knew it, Caleb Haney, who could actually move the offense, you know, that game was already decided at that point anyway. So from that point forward, you thought, well, you know, how's this going to play itself out as we continue to go forward? Well, they were 3-1. They go to Carolina. They beat a very bad Carolina team. And once again, everyone got back on the bandwagon. And lo and behold, just when you think it's going to actually work your way, what happens next? Well, they invite Seattle to come into Soldier Field. They're basically a six-point favorite to win this game. And all Seattle does is basically wipe their home floor with the Chicago Bears. I mean, the Devin Hester touchdown late was all of it moot. And this just in, the Texas Rangers have beaten the New York Yankees 6-1. Alex Rodriguez strikes out looking. It is all over. The celebration is on in Arlington, Texas. The Rangers make their first trip to the World Series. Congratulations to all of the Rangers, the Ranger fans, and the entire area of Arlington, Texas. Congratulations. I know that's a big, exciting time for you all to finally get that first one down again. We knew Texas could hit. We did not know that they would be having enough pitching. Well, guess what? They had enough pitching. It was strong. And the reality is they simply outplayed the New York Yankees throughout this series. For my friend Terry Wood, who I love you to death, man, I know you were – you pined away a lot of years in that Cub. You were on that Cub squad 03 when the infamous Bartman ball occurred. And you're on a bad Cleveland team. You finally got to a solid Yankee team. And unfortunately, you get to sniff it, my man, but you don't quite get to get over the hump to get to that World Series. So, again, congratulations, Vlad. You know, Vladimir Guerrero finally makes a run to the World Series once again. He was there before. I believe he was on the – well, I'm not sure he was. I think he may have been on one of the Angel squads. Back during the run that the Angels had, actually won one, beating the Giants a few years ago. But, again, exciting time for Josh Hamilton, Young, and all those wonderful Benji Molina. Fantastic run, and it's not over yet. Now, we're not quite sure whether or not it's going to be the Giants or the Phillies that they're going to have to face. I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow on that one. But don't be surprised if tomorrow in Philadelphia the Giants raise up and shock the Phils. Do not be surprised, and that would obviously be a corporate disaster for Major League Baseball in the fact that you've got some not-so-anticipated markets making it. But the Texas Rangers could conceivably be playing the San Francisco Giants, which is great for baseball. It is absolutely great for baseball. It may not be so great for the viewership, you know, around the world. So, again, from Major League Baseball's offices, well, you got to find a way to make, you know, to market it. You can sell the unsung underdog Texas Rangers because, you know, everyone in their mind knows Texas wasn't supposed to be here. They weren't supposed to be in this thing with the Yankees. This should have been a 4-1 Yankee blowout. But that's why you play the game. Amen, brother. That's why you play it, and that's why you just never can tell what's going to happen in these games. So, you know, you got to play them. Congratulations again to the Texas Rangers. All right. Where are we at?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I am Vincent Moore. I'm not sure who you are, but wherever you're at in this world, again, we're going to get into some Week 7. It is 10:13. Of course, I've been talking your ears off and obviously chatting with you as you chime in a variety of things. Your favorite quarterback is not starting this week for whatever the reason, and you need an option out of it. Well, I'll give you the best option. If you've got Matt Castle available in your fantasy league for this week, the Chiefs play the Jacksonville Jaguars. That should be all you need to say. If you've got Matt Castle available, you need to start him. Yeah, and look down the pines in terms of the schedule and find out what exactly the Chiefs are up against the rest of the way, and you'll find that you can get Matt Castle, even if he's on your bench some weeks, if you've got a Peyton Manning, got a Drew Brees, you know, do what you typically do. But if your options are more along the lines of the Jay Cutlers of the world, or the David Garrards of the world, or, you know, the Sean Hills of the world, the Josh Freeman of the world, and you've got a Matt Castle sitting out there, I'm telling you right now, that's a move you definitely make. You know, Oakland is a mess. Looking at that AFC West, San Diego is down. You know, Denver seems to be, you know, at least the model of some level of consistency right now. Kyle Orton's a beast. He's got wideouts. He's got weapons. And now they're developing a run game in Denver. So that's a little exciting for the Bronco fans. But don't sleep on the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't sleep on them. They can put up a lot of points. All right, 10:14. We're about 1 minute away from turning our boys loose from ESPNradio.com, Mike and Mike. Again, if you have any questions, comments, 619-639-4747. I am getting the green light. It is time for our friends at ESPN Radio. So let's cut them loose. Mike and Mike, take it away.
Mike and Mike in the morning, every Friday at this time. Get your pen and pencil out. You have a chance to make a bunch of money by betting against me. Here we go with Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks in 3, 2, 1.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes! All right.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN Radio exclusive.
All right, colleague, here we go for week 7. And my motto this week is, why do I continue to do this?
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon.
I am 1-10-1 on the season. It is becoming increasingly obvious that anyone you ask knows more about football than I do. We should do Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks by going into the streets, asking people with newborn babies what they think about the NFL, give a better chance of getting it right.
When it comes to 16-month-old Nathan, you are not the father.
But for the record, here's what I saw last week. Kansas City, despite a few losses, is good.
Good!
Jacksonville, despite a few wins, is bad.
Sorry, my bad.
The Chiefs are only giving 4.5 at home against the Jaguars. Doesn't seem like enough to me. I'll take Kansas City minus 4.5 against the Jaguars, which means they will undoubtedly get shellacked.
I've made a terrible mistake. I do this sometimes. I get a little...
It's the adrenaline.
Over and... Well...
Maybe you better stop having mottos every week. I think that might help. I'm going to go to Miami, and after I'm done here with my phone on South Beach, hanging out for a little while, I'm going to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers go to Miami. They're giving 3 to the Dolphins, and I'm going to watch Pittsburgh continue to roll.
Keep on rolling, baby.
Ben Roethlisberger had his first game last week, kicked off a little bit of rough. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! I think this team continues to do their thing this time down in Miami. Pittsburgh wins by more than 3.
Hey, what's this bad ugly thing?
And then finally we go head-to-head. My advice here is bet with Golic. But for the record, I'll take the Bears at home giving 3 against Washington.
Well, that's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears.
The Bears aren't this bad. Jay Cutler isn't a pinata, despite what it looks like. The Bears should get a little something going. They're playing at home. I like them to win this week in cover, giving only a field goal at home against the Skins.
You're not really that stupid, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm going to go to Washington on the road here, the Chicago team. I know they have a winning record, but boy, it's starting to unravel on offense a little bit. Cover runner center. He is wrapped up. Malloy's got him. He's going down again. Another big sack by the Seahawks. Jay Cutler, is he getting a little fidgety in the pocket as he gets hit? And hit him. And hit again. And that's what Washington's going to come in and try and do is knock him around. I like Washington on the road. Give me those 3.
I got to be honest. I come in and it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom. And it's like you still got it. Just living the dream. I love that.
Get my bookie on the phone. I'm betting against myself.
Yellow.
And those are your week 7. So
go.
You have just seen what should not happen. We should be able to have discussions without washing our hands and screaming and walking off stage. I love my colleagues. It should not have happened.
That is tremendous.
Barbara Walters
on The View.
That's the first that Barbara Walters has been in the Stone Cold.
Not only that, that might be the most like immediately topical thing we've done in Locks. Not a movie clip. That's something that happened in pop culture a week ago.
Yeah.
That is fantastic work. All right, that is the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Joaquin and Stats with a terrific job on the radio version TV side. Jen Kangaroo and Hip Hip
Jorge
with a very nice. That's really good. That was really good this week.
Yeah.
And to recap the picks, I've got Kansas City minus 4.5 at home against Jacksonville. Golic minus 3 with Pittsburgh at Miami. And we go head-to-head. I've got the Bears giving a field goal at home against Washington. Golic has the Redskins. Couple of minutes, we'll do all the rest of your NFL games against the spread here on Mike and Mike in the Morning. Boy, that was fun. I like
that. That was really good.
Every edition of The Locks, by the way, is up on the Mike and Mike page.
Barbara Walters.
At ESPNRadio.com. Through the rest of the games here, we take everything out of the USA Today, Danny Sheridan's lines. Atlanta giving 3 at Cincinnati. This is a very
Atlanta.
To me, this is a tough game to figure. I will take the Falcons, but I don't have a real strong feel.
Falcons, really disappointed in the way they played last week. I'm sure they're happy to hear that. I'm sure they're more disappointed than anybody else. I like them at home here. Cincy just not doing what a lot of people thought they were going to do this year. I think Atlanta will be too good at home, and I'll take Atlanta. I'll give the points.
And another tough game to figure, I'm going to take the Titans at home, giving three against the Eagles. I could see Kevin Cobb going in there and lighting this thing up, but that's a physical team. I know Tennessee's playing on a short week, but they barely had to break a sweat Monday night against Jacksonville.
Short week,
I'll give three.
But they did lose their quarterback in that game. He hasn't practiced. His knee feels better than Vince Young.
Sometimes I like them with Kerry Collins.
Yeah, Kerry Collins, listen, it's just a different style of quarterback. Because of that, you know what, I'll take Philadelphia on the road here. Cobb's playing well.
Here's a spot, Mike, where I'm going to give a little love to Colt McCoy, who I thought looked pretty good for the Browns last week in a very tough play. How did it be Colt McCoy? Here's how your career starts. First start at Pittsburgh. Next, at New Orleans.
Yeah, that's tough.
In that dome. But the Saints are giving 13. I think that's too many. I think Cleveland's going to play them a little tougher than that. Saints are going to win, but I'm not going to give the 13 points.
No way. Saints finally got going last week, scoring over 30 points for the first time. They're going to do it again to Cleveland. Colt McCoy, I like what he did. But you know what the Saints can do defensively with creating turnovers and doing something with the ball. They're going to do it this weekend. They're going to win by more than two touchdowns.
I'll go the other way on Baltimore-Buffalo from my way. I will give the points. The Ravens are giving 13 at home against the Bills. Ravens will be mad off a tough loss. Bills are... You sometimes talk about the defenseless receivers.
Yeah,
the Bills
team
are somewhat defenseless.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore here as well. No need to get in a whole lot here. They're just so much better than Buffalo. They'll win it by more than two touchdowns.
Watch out for my 49ers, Mike. Here they come. They're going to win their second straight game. They're going to Carolina. They're going to win. They're going to cover 3 points.
I see no reason to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. This is a West Coast team flying to the East Coast,
right. Playing
at 1 o'clock. It never bodes well for that
team
traveling west.
Always lose.
I'm picking Carolina in this game. Going back to Matt Moore, I have no idea how it's going to work. I really don't. The only reason I'm picking Carolina is because of that stat. That's it.
It's not a bad reason.
No?
Tampa Bay is a 3-point home favorite against St. Louis. I'll say this. I kind of buy into the Rams more than I buy into the Buccaneers.
I agree.
Give me the Rams.
For exactly that reason, I agree. I like the direction St. Louis is going a lot. Tampa Bay, they took a little shot to the confidence last week and getting drilled by New Orleans. I'm going St. Louis.
How about Arizona at Seattle, Mike? Seahawks are a 6-point favorite.
Seahawks at home. I like them at home. They're a Jekyll and Hyde team. But, you know, with Marshawn Lynch running the ball now, I think they like that a lot. Hasselbeck, boy, I tell you, he threw well last week. I like Seattle at home. I'll actually give the point.
Not me. Arizona off a bye. I think they're the team that's going to start to play a little bit in that division, and they'll cover the six. Here's a great game. New England going out west to play at San Diego. The Chargers are giving 3, which is basically your home field. I think I like the Chargers in this game, Mike. They're not 2-5. Are they going to fall to 2-5? I don't think so. I will go there. I will take San Diego and give the point.
They can go to 2-5 and still come back some. I'm taking New England. New England not great on the road, but great special teams. San Diego not so great on special teams, and they're getting their quarterback killed last week with sacks. So I'm going to take New England on the road.
Here's my lock of the week. Denver's going to cover the number against Oakland. The Broncos lost a ridiculous game last week. They're at home where they play well. The Raiders are going to come in there and get pounded. I know it's 8.5 is a lot of points, but I'll give it. Give me the Broncos minus 8.5.
Tough one. Division game here. But I think I agree. I think Oakland is so hurting at the quarterback position right now. I really do. Denver really ran the ball well last week. That shocked me. I know they can throw it with Orton. So I think I'll do the same. I'll take Denver. I'll give the point.
And then finally, upset is a relative term. It's a 2.5-point spread. But I love Minnesota Sunday night at Green Bay. Favre going back to Lambeau. He has a history of playing well in you know, spots where you wouldn't guess it will happen. Big pressure, all the attention of this week, his wife doing these interviews, everything else. I think he's going to come out there and play great. The Packers are banged up. Give me the Vikings to win that game.
I'm going with Green Bay in this one. Again, Favre was excellent last year in both the games and beating Green Bay. 7 touchdowns, no interception, including 4 at Green Bay, but he's nowhere near that quarterback this year. I know Green Bay's hurt. They still have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. I like that. I will take the Packers and give the point.
And those are the picks.
So those are the guys from ESPN, full league gurus, the smart guys, the know-it-all. Well, here's a reality check, gentlemen. I'm 55 and 35, and you're not. There it is. I said it. I'll stand by. I'll cry 2 tears in a bucket. I'm not going to finish that statement because they have to be listening. Anyway, 2 weeks down in the NFL, here goes some real big for you. This bird goes to Miami. As a 3-point favorite, you got to love the Steelers in that one. It'll be a bitter physical game if Pittsburgh gets too much firepower. In Atlanta, the Bengals come in. The Kiosho show comes to town. Not enough. Natty Ice and the boys get it done. Falcons will win that game, and they'll probably cover. Jacksonville going to Kansas City. Why are they even playing this game? Matt Campbell is going to put up big numbers. I don't normally do this, but Kansas City is going to cover that 9.5 points. Tennessee is at home against the Eagles. This may be the most entertaining game of the night. Eagles. Kevin Thompson, you know, I'm trying to swing it around. Tennessee defense is good. Tennessee, led by Kerry Collins, should do well. They're given the three. I like the Titans to give the three. The Redskins and Donovan McNabb have come and pay a wonderful, wonderful visit to his hometown as the Bears welcome the Skins in. You know, it's a really tough game. The Bears are giving a field goal. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to take the Bears to win the game, but the Redskins may keep it close. Cleveland going to New Orleans. All right, for those of you looking for the way to throw away some money, sure, you can get the Browns. It's a 13-point no forfeit gimme. So, you know what? I'm going to take the Saints. I'm going to give the 13 points. They should roll in that game. Again, and Mike said it best about Colt McCoy. That's a heck of a way to have to start your career. Anyway, so kudos to the Saints. They can take care of business. In Baltimore, they welcome a very bad Buffalo team in. It's 13-point. You know what? The Ravens give the 13. The Ravens can cover that relatively easy. The Niners going to Carolina. Again, it's a bad Carolina team with Matt Moore, the quarterback. I think the Niners get off the snot. I think they basically do what they need to do and get back on track, and they'll get to their second one of the season, and I think they'll cover the three. The Rams going to Tampa Bay. Now, I've told you before, I'm not drinking the Buccaneers Kool-Aid, but I am drinking the Rams. And again, this game is going to be in Tampa. It's going to be a very, very hot game. It's going to be fun. I think the Rams defense shuts down Tampa, and I think Steven Jackson has a big day, providing, of course, he gets the play. They're very deep at the running game. They're going to slow that pace down. You're going to see the wideout find some space against the elderly corner, and I think the Rams win that game. Arizona travels to Seattle this week. The Seahawks, 2.5-point favorites. You got to love Seattle in this game. Again, Jekyll and Hyde teams, Mike may have said, that is very, very true. After coming up a big win in Chicago last week, I think they cover and take care of business. Even though Arizona's coming up a 5, you got to love Seattle in that. New England goes into San Diego. Well, right, at least the point was right now 1-4. I'm sorry, 2-4 San Diego squad. That can't be right. Yeah, the fact of the matter, San Diego's giving 2.5. I'm not sure why. Patriots are just better, and they probably will handle business. San Diego can't protect his quarterback, and they can't stop Tom Brady. Denver and Oakland playing in the Mile High. Denver's getting 8.5 points. Look for Orton to have a huge day. Oakland's pretty soft out on defense, but they won't be able to hang with those wide outs. Orton will have a nice day, and they probably will cover the number. I like Denver in that game. Minnesota going to Green Bay. Packers are 2.5-point favorite, only because they're at home. Brett Favre always has big games on that stage, but I don't think he has it now getting those city right. Boston haven't been around long enough. I like Aaron Rodgers in this game. I like him to finally maybe sever the ties just a little bit further between he and Brett Favre. Green Bay probably wins that game, and they cover the 2.5 points. All right, the Monday night affair. This is always fun. At the Palace in Dallas, the Giants may pay him a visit. Coming off 3 straight wins, but the Cowboys in desperation mode. Completely, total, absolute desperation mode.
Wake up, Leona. This decrepit Hooverville.
That's what someone needs to tell Dallas right now. They had better wake up in a hurry.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm the man telling you right now to drink Dallas's Kool-Aid this weekend, because the reality is the Cowboys are not going to lose to the Giants.
Wake up, Leona. This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots.
You keep saying Leona. I wonder if that should be something along the lines of Wade. Wade, as in Coach Wade.
Oh, that's better than sex.
Well, if Dallas wins, yes, Stewie, it will obviously be much, much better.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I am Vincent Moore, and this has been your fastest 30 minutes in sport. Those are the locks. Those are the picks. Good luck to everybody playing this week and Week 7 of National League. Again, congratulations to our friends down in Arlington, Texas Rangers, to make their first trip to the World Series. Again, they'll find out tomorrow who they play. We'll do it again next week. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. It is 10:29 and some seconds. It is the end of this show. We'll see you next time on the fastest 30 minutes in sports. The Fastest 30 Minutes of Sports is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, where you yourself can get your own show and do your own thing at your own leisure, at your own time, and your own pace. When you're ready to blow up on your own schedule, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Courtesy of ESPN and Mike Radio, we want to thank those guys for all their help and all their support as we make this all happen. Thank you for the film called Led by Blog. Thank you to Antifreeze for also sponsoring that segment again. Thank you all for chatting. Thank you all for chiming in. Again, as we move forward next week, 619-639-4747. Thank you again. Thank you for listening. This is the Fast Lane of Sports. My name is Vinny Moore. Have a good night.